Theobard deals it.
Brian Anderson with a call on Brewers TV as the Brewers walked off the Cubs 4-3 in a 10-inning thriller last night. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Luis Lara drove in the game-winning run with a single in the 10th after Jackson Churio's two-out, two-run homer in the 9th tied the game at 3. 22nd of the season for Churio. Outfielder Garrett Mitchell wasn't surprised.
Yeah, you get 27 outs, right? There's not another person I'd probably want in that situation. We were talking about this last night, but just like his ability to come up clutch in moments that you feel like a lot of people may or may not be prepared for, and he just like does less and just absolutely demolishes baseballs. So at least for me, after like Yelly getting on base, which is absolutely huge there, great at bat by Cap to get on and give us a chance to give it to Jackson to tie the game there.
Brewers inch closer to clinching the National League Central with a win. They're now 9 up on the Cubs with a series finale tonight. Craig Counsell's Cubs blowing a 3-1 lead in the 9th.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great inning. You know, Carson had an incredible at bat to give us the lead, and then we made a bad pitch. Made a bad pitch to the man on base, and you know it's the one thing that can't happen there, and unfortunately it happened.
NFL regular season kicks off tonight in Seattle. Seahawks raising their championship banner against the runner-up New England Patriots. Seattle trouncing the Patriots 29-13 in a lopsided Super Bowl victory to cap off last season. Packers back on the practice field today after an off day yesterday. They'll open up against the Vikings on Sunday. The Vikings officially signing veteran safety Harrison Smith on Tuesday as he returns for his 15th NFL season. And the Buccaneers finally locking down their starting quarterback, Baker Mayfield. He's agreed to a 3-year extension worth $165 million. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.